Yeah, no, I'm good. Haven't looked at any games. I'm going all raw reaction. I just been too busy, but we'll rock and roll.
Welcome back to another episode of the Double or Nothing podcast. We are in NFL week 9. You could see Dylan's been hitting the books and research all night. He's got his Red Bull in front of him. Guy could barely stay awake. He's been digging in so deep into these lines this week. And you know what? Dylan, I'll just tell him, he went 10-6 overall last week in all his picks. So that, you know what?
Rock and roll, baby. That's what happens. When you lose so much money that you actually have to stop gambling, then you become great.
Yeah, so following up our recap from last week, like I said, Dylan went 10-6 overall. I went 8-8, so solid 500, but 4-0 in my best bet. So that's something at least I can hang my hat on a little bit. Another, I would say, an entertaining week coming up on week 9. Fortunately for Dylan and I, our Jets are just horrendous, another terrible loss. And that's where we're going to open up this week. The Jets get another primetime game for some odd reason. They do this. They did it last year, and the NFL didn't learn their lesson. They're doing it to us again this year. The Jets are home, kicking off the week. 1.5-point favorites against the Texans. Over and under is 42.
Yeah, that's an insane line.
No Stephon Diggs, no Nico Collins.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get that. That's obviously plays a big factor in why the spread is what it is, but still. And I guess at some point you would think the Jets are talented enough to win a few football games, so they got to start getting a win here or a win there against some of these teams.
They've had the good spot for the last, like, 4 weeks, and they just lose every week. But, they place Zerline on IR, brought in a new kicker.
I mean, whoever it is, got to be better, right?
Anyone would be better.
Exactly. I mean, this is just one of those things, though. I'm not going to be disappointed if I turn around and I see the Jets lose, but I am not betting on the New York Jets. I mean, I'm not picking the New York Jets. I mean, they're just not good enough to be a favorite against a team that is just clearly playing better than
the
Jets.
They're 6-2. They just win. Yeah. The Texans just win.
The Jets are just creating new ways to lose football games. It's insane. It's insane. I've never seen anything like it in my life. And it's exactly why I picked the Patriots last week. Not because I think the Patriots are stacked up as a better football team than the Jets. It's just the Jets are just finding new ways to lose football games. It's insane. So in this game, I'm definitely 100% going to roll with the Texans. If the Jets won, wouldn't shock me. They're talented enough to beat anybody, but they haven't shown that in any way, shape, or form. So I'm rolling with the Texans here.
Man, this is so tough. No Diggs, no Nico Collins. But, you know, Mixon's been on a tear. I don't think Pierce is playing either. Texans' injury list is just compiling. So I'm unfortunately going to take the Jets.
Is Mixon not playing?
No, Mixon is playing. Pierce, I don't think.
Mixon's playing.
Yeah, so I'll take the Jets -1.5 for like the third or fourth straight week. This is a good bounce back spot. Their kicker has literally cost them 3 games this year.
Yeah, no, 100%.
So, phony final last week against the Patriots. The stats had them beating the Patriots by 7. And I remember that stat you sent Shane and I.
That's crazy.
Only time in since the first time since 2010.
I have to pull it up. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. When I saw it, I actually started laughing. I knew Shane wasn't going to be happy that I sent it.
Held the team under 250 total yards of offense. Didn't have a turnover.
Yes. This was the stat is the Jets scored 20-plus points, committed 0 turnovers, and held their opponent to under 250 yards of offense from 1940 until yesterday. This is what the picture says. Teams were 756-0 when they hit those metrics. But the Jets lost to the New England Patriots today 25-22. I laughed my ass off when I saw that stat. I was like, this is what I'm talking about. They're finding new ways to lose.
The Jets are gonna jet, dude.
Yeah, I mean, that's bad.
But you know what? New kicker this week, big injury list for the Texans, who squeaked by against the Colts, who just benched their quarterback. So I'm going to take the Jets at home, short week. Texans coming off a lot of grueling victories lately, which is, hey, you know, good for them. I mean, I'm sure everyone's going to call me an idiot wearing a Jets hat, but whatever. All right, moving on to the Sunday game. First one, we got the Dallas Cowboys at the Atlanta Falcons. Dallas is +2.5, over under 51.5.
Oof.
coming off a bad, you know, tough loss last week against San Fran.
Yeah, Dallas is just shaping up to maybe not be as good as I expected. I know they have a ton of injuries on defense, right? I mean, yeah. Micah Parsons goes down. That's huge. I know they just have a lot of injuries in general. I mean, Deron Bland's still hurt, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of these players are hurt. I liked the Cowboys to kind of, I mean, I liked getting the points, but I thought that there was a real possibility the Cowboys won outright with all the injuries that the Niners had going into that game.
Yeah, they had the ball down six with 2.5 minutes left, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about just going into the game. Oh, like going into the game, yeah. I actually thought that there was a real chance that Dallas like beat up on the Niners just because of how hurt they were. But yeah, Dallas is kind of like jetting right now too. Just kind of seems like they're kind of not in the groove. I know they have a lot of injuries, so it's a little bit of a different situation, but yeah, I'm not as off the Cowboys train as I am the Jets train. So I'm gonna take the Cowboys here. I would love them, like the classic, you know, 2.5 up to 8.5 here.
Yeah, a little six point tease,
but just for the sake of the podcast and the picks, wow. I'll take the 2.5. I think the Cowboys absolutely need it.
Not
absolutely
a bad idea if you did the Cowboys Texans.
Yeah, I like getting those. When you can get it from 2.5 up to 8.5, but I'm gonna take the Cowboys. I don't love the pick because I think the Falcons are definitely playing a lot better than the Cowboys are right. The Falcons are playing better than the Cowboys are right now, but I'm gonna take the Cowboys here. I have faith that they're gonna keep their season alive here, and it just feels like the way Washington's playing, the way the Eagles just kind of beat up on the Bengals last week. This is kind of a do-or-die situation for Dallas, and I think that they're capable of beating anybody, so hopefully they can come out and get the win this week.
I'm going to go over 51.5. I think that's, you know what, the Falcons' offense has been putting up points. The yep. Cowboys' defense has been struggling. But the Dallas can put up points too, so I don't hate the 2.5. If I wasn't doing the over, that's what way I was going to lean.
What's the over-under?
51.5.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's big. I mean, I do like leaning over in a situation where I don't love getting the 2.5, so I like your pick. But yeah,
I like, to me, it's not above that key number of 52. The Falcons have been putting up points lately.
Yeah, they're playing good.
They're playing good. So, like I said, it's do-or-die game for Dallas. Their defense is just so bad. So, I just, you know what? 51.5, that's my pick. That's okay. What I like.
All right.
We got the Denver Broncos at the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore is -9, over under 45.5. This is a tough one.
Yeah, wow, -9.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's kind of a little disrespectful to the Broncos.
The Denver, yeah.
Yeah. The Broncos, and it's in Denver?
No, it's in Baltimore.
It's in Baltimore?
Yeah.
I don't think last week is who the Ravens are. I think it was kind of like that classic situation where a team gets behind the backup, and Jameis was just better than Deshaun anyway. So
let's be honest, Ravens defense isn't great.
Yeah,
and week in and week out.
And we said that. I mean, obviously, I picked the Ravens, and I thought the Ravens were going to win.
Yeah.
But I'm a huge Jameis Winston guy. I know he can go out there. I know he's a roller coaster, so this week it wouldn't shock me if he threw 4 picks. But
yeah.
I know he has that ability to kind of get in his own zone, and he can swing the ball around and play really well. But the Ravens last week, I don't think them losing to the Browns is an indication of who they are. I think that was just a slip-up week, a bad week. I think they will bounce back, but nine is a lot, man. That's an impossible pick. What's the over-under?
45.5. But Denver's defense, like, it's just, I don't know.
I'm going to go over 45.5 just because I hate nine. Nine just seems like a lot. Like going into last week, I thought the Browns were 8.5 points worse than the Ravens. Like, I thought the Browns didn't show any signs of life anywhere. Whereas, like, the Broncos are playing pretty good. Like,
I know.
Broncos are playing pretty good. So I think 9 points is a little disrespectful. I would probably lean 9, but Lamar off a loss in the regular season, I like his chances to go out and play really good. But I think Bo Nix can score points against the Ravens. So I'll go over 45.5.
I like that pick. I'm going to go with Denver +9, though. Just because I think their defense is good enough to kind of keep it close, and I know the Ravens' defense is not that great. I'm not sure if Marlon Humphrey is playing this week or not, but, you know, Bo Nix doesn't turn the ball over. He extends plays with his legs. He just is so annoying to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's brutal because, obviously, we weren't a big fan of them in the beginning of the year. I wasn't. But this team is just fine. So they have a good record. Their defense is keeping them alive. Obviously, you know, like the Ravens. I'm not saying the Ravens are going to lose the game, but I can easily see the Broncos getting some backdoor cover because they're down 17 or 16 in the fourth quarter. And
yeah,
Bo Nix is running around the field because the defense doesn't really care anymore, which would be good for the over. But I'll take the Broncos plus nine.
Okay.
All right. We have the Dolphins heading up to Buffalo against the Bills. The Bills are -5.5, over under 49.5.
Man, that's interesting too. I thought the Miami Tua played pretty good.
Yeah, first game back.
They kind of blew that game in the end. Cardinals came through and got the win. I would like to lean Bills -5.5 because I think the Bills are better, but I do think Tua is going to continue to play pretty well, and Miami's expecting a lot with the offense when he plays. So I'm going to go over 49.5. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I'm going to go over 49.5 here. I think it's going to be a shootout. I think the Bills will probably cover the 5.5. So I guess my lean originally would have probably been the Bills 5.5, but I'm going to respect the fact that Tua is going to put up a lot of points. He needs this win bad. He didn't come back off 24 concussions for no reason. You know, I mean, he expects to go out there and win football games. So I think they're going to put up a lot of points, keep it close, division game. I think both teams score points. I'm going to go over.
I'm going with Buffalo, -5.5. Tua, 1-7 against the Bills all time in his career. Last four games in Buffalo, he has lost by more than this number, 3 out of the 4 games. So I'm going to say he does not travel to Buffalo well. So give me the Bills. I like -5.5. They're just heating up. And last time,
what's the weather in Buffalo?
It's supposed to be like 55 and sunny.
Okay, yeah.
So nothing. I don't know about the wind, though.
Okay.
Do not know about. That's always a thing up there. Could be 55, but it could be 20 degree, you know, 20 mile per hour wind. So. Not sure. Dolphins, you know, A-Chain looks good. Mostert looks healthy. I mean, they look good. But you know what? I'll take the Bills because last time Tua played this team is when he suffered his concussion as he was down 31 points in the third quarter.
Yeah.
But if I didn't go with this one, I was going to go with the over as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's a tough one. I mean, I bet the over, so chances are winds will be 40 miles an hour. But I'm gonna roll with the over here. I have faith in both offenses to score a lot of points against any team they play. So I'm gonna take the over.
Here's we have the Saints at the Panthers this week. The Saints are -7.5. I was really hoping this line was gonna stay at 7 before we did the pod, but it's -7.5, over under 43.5. Panthers just traded Deontay Johnson to the Ravens, actually.
Yeah.
So Ravens get another weapon. Panthers lose a weapon. Bryce Young is starting this week.
This is just a no-brainer. Like I don't
care.
Derek
Carr is back. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, either way, it's a no-brainer. You just blindly bet against the Carolina Panthers. Okay? You just blindly.
You're not
blindly
sharp if you bet the Panthers.
No.
I'm sorry.
You are just blindly at this point. Man, this headphone's giving me problems. You just blindly bet against the Panthers at this point moving forward. They are horrible. I don't care what the number is. I don't care who they're playing.
I don't care if they don't cover. I don't care if the Saints don't cover 7.5. You cannot bet the Panthers.
If this number was, you know, Texas playing them at -7.5, I'd take it. I mean, they're just not good. They're just not good. So I'll take anybody, any team. You could have plugged in any team. This has nothing to do with the Saints. Plug in any NFL team. Like, unless these spreads start getting to 21 points,
What about the Giants?
Do you plug in the Giants? Yeah. I'd take the Giants -7.5.
Just making sure.
Yeah, no, this has
They'll
nothing.
Have a game in Munich.
This is just from here on out. Like, I'm betting against the Panthers every week.
Yeah, I'm going Saints -7.5. Derek Carr comes back. Olave is back. They're getting healthier. This is like their game where they have to go out and win this if they want to compete with the Falcons and the Bucs for the division. Now the Bucs are hurt, so the Saints stumbled a little bit. Remember, this is a team that played the Panthers in the beginning of the year and beat them by 50.
Yeah, and so, they're going to do
it
again.
They're going to be hungry again because they're coming off a couple bad losses themselves. So give me the Saints minus 7.5. Like I said this morning, it was minus 7. I was like, oh, it's perfect. Now the half makes it a little annoying, but you know what?
It could be minus 30.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't take the Panthers. It just doesn't matter. You know? I don't care if they cover, if they don't cover. It just is like, it's just you. I would never bet the Panthers.
You can't. Yeah. They're on the chalk list. It's done.
They're terrible.
Here comes another tough, tough game. We have the Raiders at the Bengals. The Bengals are minus 7, over under 46.
Bengals minus 7. Yeah. I've been, you know, I just feel bad for Joe Burrow at this point. I mean, I know he didn't necessarily have a fantastic week when I kind of expected him to.
Well, we learned Friday afternoon or Saturday night that T. Higgins wasn't playing,
which is huge. Yeah.
Which didn't even move the line at all. But like, if I knew T. Higgins wasn't going to play because he got the injury on Friday, probably wouldn't have picked the Bengals.
I can't say the same myself because I was still confident, but I know he helps their offense a lot, but I was still confident that the Bengals were going to, you know, at least play better than they played. And I do feel bad for Joey B because it's just week in, week out is slowly, slowly just looking like they're pretty much just a lock not to make the playoffs.
Well, they're 3-5, you know, so they got to.
I'm gonna take every single game since they got beat by the Patriots. To me, has been a must win for them, and they just really doesn't really seem to
do much. Yeah.
But I'm still gonna take the Bengals minus 7. I like Joe Burrow. I like every time they step up on the field. I have confidence that they can win that football game. And the Raiders stink, and they're a mess. And I just have no faith in them keeping games against teams who I believe to be really good teams. I don't think they can keep those games close. So I'm just going to roll with the 7.
I'll take -7.7 too. I like the Raiders played their hearts out against the Chiefs, kept that game close throughout the whole game. It was like within like 1.5 scores, you know. So Bengals coming off an embarrassing home loss where, you know, they got embarrassed. This is a 1 o'clock game, West Coast team, traveling east. I don't know how long the Raiders players say, yeah, let's keep going out every week, trying our absolute hardest when we're losing every week. So I know that's a bad mentality, and people will probably say that's stupid to think, but at some point it has to sink in that they're just not a good football team. And you could say the same thing for the Bengals, but I think the Bengals' offense is just still so good.
Yeah.
So T. Higgins will be back this week, Jamar Chase.
If the playoffs started tomorrow and the Bengals were in as, like, the wild card seed, I would bet on them to win the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, as a long shot.
And a
like,
lot of
I
teams
just think
would
they could.
Hate to play them. Like, teams would not look
yeah,
forward
that's
to
what I'm saying. So, like, I'm not looking at this from, like, a record standpoint as much as I am just their overall team. I know their defenses looked shaky at times and really,
yeah, you know,
really
before
shaky.
Last week against the Eagles, they looked really good. You know, not saying, you know, they held the Giants to 7 points, but, you know, they've looked better.
They got better. I mean, I don't necessarily think that they're the best team in the league or anything
well,
like that.
Honest,
but
if the Phillies tush push got them how many points? And you just don't have that with the Raiders.
Yeah.
You know, like they did the tush push like 4 or 5 times on one drive. The Raiders aren't going to do that.
Yeah.
You know,
but like if you walked in like, hey, tomorrow, like, you know, Bengals were playing the Bills in the first round of the playoffs, like, Bills would be nervous, you know,
especially after last time.
So, like, I'm looking at it from, I still think the Bengals are respected in that in that regard. Like, I still think teams view them as a good football team. So, I think the Bengals are a really good football team, and I think the Raiders are a really bad football team. Take the records out of it. So, I'll lay the 7.
All right, we got the Los Angeles Chargers on the road in Cleveland to face the Browns. The Browns are +2. Over under 42.5.
Wait, say that one more time.
Browns are +2 at home against the Chargers.
Against the Chargers.
Both coming off good, solid wins.
Oof. I would like to think that the Browns come back down to earth a little bit. And the Chargers have just seemed to be like that scrappy team. Like, I don't know. They kind of don't really have much to work with, but they're kind of banding together as a team and playing pretty well. And I think what Harbaugh's doing over there, and Justin Herbert's obviously extremely talented.
Ladd McConkey's looked unbelievable.
Yeah, like these guys, like it's the, this ragtag group of guys who are just kind of coming together and like playing really well together. So I'll lay the two with the Chargers. I don't love it. I could see the Browns winning at home. Jameis played really well last week, but I'm going to bank on the fact that he's too much of a roller coaster to go out there and do it multiple weeks in a row. And I think Herbert in that offense and the way that team is playing is more stable right now. So I'll weigh the two with the Chargers.
All right, man. This is this is one of the tougher ones because you can easily go out there and see like
either team winning.
The Chargers are just so boring. I mean, I still have that game against Arizona in my head where it was like, you know, dive, dump off to the tight end, punt, dive, just barely getting football into kicking range and get a field goal. It's like the most boring offense in the world. Herbert has no one to throw to. I'm going to take the Browns plus two at home.
What's the over under?
42.5. You can get 43 at DraftKings. I almost like the under. Under, but
I'm not an under guy, so I'm going to steer away from it.
One, you know, like I could see Jameis throwing an interception on, like, in his own 10, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm going to take the Chargers, but I would maybe lean under if I couldn't really make a decision.
Yeah, I'll go with the Browns plus two. Again, 1 o'clock game, West Coast team traveling east. Browns maybe some excitement with famous Jameis in there. So give me the home team. We have next the Washington Commanders, -3.5 at the New York Giants. Over under is 43.5.
Commanders -3.5.
Yeah, I'm going Commanders -3.
Yeah, Commanders -3.5. Jaden Daniels is...
Last time they played, I know Washington, I think, beat them by 3 and, you know, went back and forth. Giants maybe should have won the game if they had a kicker or at least something.
I get it, but they
didn't
punt.
Jones has thrown 0 touchdowns at home this year. He has 0 touchdowns, 4 picks at home this year.
Yeah, and Washington's defense came alive. Dan Quinn's got them rolling. They're getting after the quarterback. They're playing well. I know they won in a fluky, crazy, wild Hail Mary play last week, but they really did play better than the Bears all game until the end, and then the Bears kind of came alive, and it looked like they were going to steal the win.
34 passing yards into the fourth
quarter.
That's
what I'm saying. It looked like they were going to kind of steal the win, and then, like, the Commanders kind of stole it back, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that Jaden Daniels, I mean, the last time he played the Giants, I know they didn't get a lot of touchdowns, but he didn't punt.
Yeah, he didn't punt.
You know? Right. So, I think Jaden Daniels is just on a roll right now. Nobody really knows how to game plan for him. The guy can take off for 50 yards, and he could throw it 70 in the air. I mean, he's very accurate. He's running the offense extremely well. I hope he doesn't take another big hit. I know the Giants up front. They can scare you up front. So hopefully he stays out of the injury because I need him to stay alive for all these props. But I don't think that the Commanders are going to have much of a problem with the Giants. I think that 3.5 isn't enough. I think the spread should probably be more close to the 5.5-6 range.
Yeah, I'm gonna go right there with you. -3.5. I just think how the Giants are playing right now, you can't do anything but. I mean, they had as close as a game as you can get against the Steelers, and they still lost by 8, you know?
Yeah.
Fluky, you know, punt. They gave a punt return for a touchdown. It should have been a flag for on Pittsburgh. But besides the point, I think, you know, Washington is a much, much better team now than they were when they faced the Giants in week 2. Right. Yeah. I mean, they've only gotten better. Their defense has gotten significantly better week in, week out. And so it's the Giants. But you know what? Until Daniel Jones can prove he can consistently score touchdowns, I don't know. I don't know how you can bet with the Giants.
Yeah.
Especially at home. He's a better road quarterback. So
they've broke my heart. I've bet against them twice and they've nailed me twice. So they've definitely had the capabilities of kind of covering these spreads and staying in football games, but I'm not going against Jaden Daniels right now. Hottest QB in football.
Could probably get one more in before the break here. We got 5 minutes left.
Okay.
We got ugly game. The New England Patriots at the Tennessee Titans. Patriots are +3.5. Over under is 38. I don't think Drake May is playing. I don't know if that's confirmed yet, but he was in concussion protocol still.
Yeah. Where is this game?
It's in Tennessee. They have a Patriots have a lengthy injury.
And what's the over under?
38.5.
Man, I want to go under, but I'm not gonna. I'm gonna take the 3.5 in the Patriots. I know Drake May looked good before he went out, but he really only looked good with his legs. I mean, I think he only threw like 20 yards.
He's had a big run.
Yeah. I don't think there's much of a difference there, at least at this point. I think Drake May can be pretty good, and he's looked all right when he's gotten in there. But I think Jacoby Brissett is a very similar quarterback.
He's not going to turn the ball over.
Yeah, so I'll take the 3.5 in a dog shit football game. I'll just take the 3.5.
Me too. You got to take the hook there, the plus 3.5, because who are the Tennessee Titans to be laying more than a field goal to anybody?
No.
You know? Maybe the Panthers, I could say. You know, if they were playing the Panthers at home, then I see it. But, you know, the Patriots aren't that terrible of a football team. I know they're coming off a big win, and the Titans are coming off a huge loss. But, you know what? I'll take the half because I don't want to be burned by anything.
Yeah.
But on to the 4 o'clock games. Our first one that we have is the Chicago Bears at the Arizona Cardinals. The Bears are plus 1.5 over under 44.5. Well, so Cardinals minus 1.5 at home.
Yeah, I do think the Bears defense is going to cause a lot of problems for Kyler Murray. I do think Kyler Murray's going to be having to run around like a maniac.
I know.
They're definitely official, and I do think Caleb Williams has got a much easier task with Arizona than he had last week with Washington, the way they've been playing. So I do think Caleb Williams has the ability to look pretty good here. But I'm not all in on this, like, Caleb Williams train yet. He's just – I know he has the talent and the ability, but he just never really – he just hasn't sold me yet. So – I'm going to roll with my guy. I'm going to roll with Kyler. I like Kyler. I would maybe lean over here because if Kyler does have a good game, I think that Caleb will score points, Kyler will score points, and it could be an over situation. But I'm going to lean with the fact that Kyler's going to struggle a little bit, just Caleb's going to struggle a little bit more. So I'll lay the 1.5 with Arizona at home.
That's what I was talking about, how tough these games.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's like a tough one because I could see it going either way. But
I know. The Cardinals are coming off two big wins, right? They beat the Dolphins and they beat the Chargers before that in a low scoring affair. So, but then they just had a high scoring affair with the Dolphins. So it's just, I don't know which way to go with this game, but when I initially looked at it, I said the Bears defense is just so good. Look what they held Jaden Daniels to last week.
Yeah.
So for that reason, I'm going with the under.
Okay.
44.5.
Yeah, okay.
But I could easily see, like, I don't know which way the game is going, but I do know one thing. Cardinals defense has looked pretty good the last couple weeks, and the Bears defense has looked good all year long. So to me, this was either Bears plus 1.5 or under, but I will – you know, I never want to doubt Kyler Murray because at any given point, just like against the Chargers, he could break off a 55-yard
touchdown. Dude, I just think the Cardinals are kind of a little bit in their groove. I think Marvin Harrison's kind of back at it after the concussion. I mean, he dropped like over 100 yards last week.
Yeah, they got to find a consistent role for him.
I think Trey McBride has played pretty well and been like kind of a safety net for Kyler.
Caleb is just a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Like, I've not, you know, they smoked the Jags and then come out last week, and then you look at them like, wow, off a bye, this is what you do?
Yeah.
I mean, terrible. But I'll roll with the under here for this one. Next game we have the Jacksonville Jaguars are at the Philadelphia Eagles. Philly is minus 7.5 at home, over under 45.5. I will say Philly will be my best bet this week. Oof. And it's for one reason, no Brian Thomas, probably no Gabe Davis, and no, who's the other wide receiver there?
Christian Kirk.
No Kirk. Three of his wide receivers are out this week.
Wow, that's crazy. I had no idea. Brian Thomas is big for me, too.
He'll be out. They said, at least the injury report I looked at this morning said he'll be out probably 2 weeks.
Wow, that's crazy. That changes things.
I just traded someone. I think they traded someone else this week too. Maybe a lineman. I can't remember.
Wow. All right. Yeah, I still think 7.5 is a lot. I'm gonna roll with the Jags plus 7.5.
All right.
It's a lot of injuries. So I mean, the last time all these wide receivers were hurt for a team, the Broncos beat the Saints by a gazillion. So I mean, I could definitely see that being the same thing. I mean, Eagles are obviously on a roll. They just beat the shit out of the Bengals. They're playing at home. You know, Jags haven't really scared anybody this year. So I get your thought process on best betting the Eagles at minus 7.5. It's just, I don't like 7.5s, you know, it always scares me a little bit. And I think the backdoor cover is available there for the Jaguars. Evan Ingram's still going to play, you said, right? Evan Ingram's still going to play. I mean, he can rattle off 100 yards in any of these games. Tank Bigsby's looked great. So I'm just going to get, I'm going to take the 7.5. It seems like a lot of points. I know the injuries are going to be very, very difficult for the Jags, but 7.5 just seems like a lot. And Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts are, you know, due for a massive fuck up here. So
I know. Well, they still haven't scored a single point in the first quarter of any game this year, which is crazy because they just beat the Bengals by 20 last week. So much like the Jags defense just is so bad. I mean, they gave up 30 to the Packers last week, and Jordan Love didn't play the second half. I don't think, you know, outside the first quarter, Philly might not punt the rest of the game. I can't see anyone on this defense stopping them. I don't know who Trevor Lawrence is. I don't know who the fourth, and you know what? You could say we don't know ball. I don't know who the fourth wide receiver is on the Jaguars. I have no idea.
No, I don't either, so I'd be lying if I told you.
So, I mean, just off that fact alone, I can't go with the Jags. And so give me the Eagles minus 7.5. Next up, we got a division game. We have the Lions at the Packers. You can get the Lions at minus 3, over under 47.5. Looks like the Lions this morning, they were minus 3.5, but now it's like teetering back and forth. So I don't know. We don't know if we don't know if Jordan Love is playing this week.
Yeah.
If he is playing, it would be through a lot of pain.
Okay. Well, give me the Lions minus 3. Yeah. Regardless, I don't really care if he plays or not. Just, you know, I don't really think he's that good anyway.
Well, this was teetering for me. It was like, wow.
Malik Willis did a fantastic job when Jordan Love went down anyway.
It's like he's 3-0 when he plays.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think the Lions should move all that much. I mean, I thought Malik Willis was terrible, and then you just realize how good the Packers are, you know?
Yeah, like, they just find
the Packers are really good.
LaFleur is just a genius.
I mean, the Lions right now are playing out of this fucking universe, right? I mean, they're in a different stratosphere than the rest of the league right now. I mean, they're just playing,
you know, right up there. The Lions are probably the best team.
And I just don't think they're going to cool off. Like, I just think that this is how they're going to, I think they're going to run at this high level all season. I think that's just the kind of offense they built over there.
Well, it's the thing. It's like one person has a bad game, but they have five other people who can just make up for it, you know?
Yeah.
But it seems like no one there has a bad game.
They have David Montgomery can punch you in the mouth. Jahmyr Gibbs can break anybody's ankles and juke step you out of your shoes. All the receivers are great over there. Jared Goff's looked fantastic. I mean, there's been times where I turn on the game in the third quarter, he doesn't even have an incompletion. I mean, they just look like they're borderline unstoppable on offense. So I guess I do think the Packers will score points too, so maybe the over's a really good play here, but I've been burned in too many of these Packers overs, so I'm gonna take the minus 3 in the Lions.
I'm going to do the same thing because it's just, you know, as of right now, we're recording this on Wednesday, I have no idea if Jordan Love is playing. If he was playing, then I'd probably love the over because he's always throwing picks and he's always throwing the ball deep. So, but for that reason, I'll take the Lions minus 3. It's just, You can't take anyone but the Lions.
Yeah,
right now.
You
they're
can't
just
bet
rolling.
Against the Lions
they're,
right now.
They
yeah.
are blowing teams out, and they're blowing good teams out too.
Yeah.
So it's not even like these are like one off things. They're scoring 40 plus points every single week.
I know they're almost just a deadlock over team because they can basically hit any number on their own.
On their own.
But I'm just gonna take the minus 3.
Yeah. Same here. We have the LA Rams are at the Seattle Seahawks. Seattle is plus 1.5, over under is 48. Rams got everyone back last week, looked good.
I didn't know Puka was coming back.
It got announced like an hour before.
Yeah,
the game.
Of course. I'm like, I'm sitting there like, I'm the biggest Rams guy there is. I've been riding with them all year. I go against them because I just think the Vikings were a little too hot and it didn't seem like the Rams were going to, I thought maybe it was going to be Cooper Kupp was coming back, but that didn't mean as much to me as both of them back at the same time.
Yeah.
And then Puka, I mean, catches the first 9 balls of the game.
I know. Well, he was supposed to be in like a limited role. And it's like, I remember Shane was texting me. He's like, oh, great. Well, I got to put Puka in now that he's active, because if Puka has any chance at playing, you just automatically start him in fantasy.
Yeah.
He's going to get the ball 100 times.
Yeah, Jesus. I mean, I like the Rams here, -1.5.
I don't know if Metcalf is playing. I'm not 100%. He didn't play last week. I know they're leaning to getting him back. You know, that's a big indicator for me of I don't know where to go with this, because Metcalf is as important to that offense as Puka is for the Rams.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think the Rams are just – I picked the Rams to win the division preseason. I just think the Rams –
they still could.
When they're fully healthy, I just think the Rams are just an electric football team. I love the coach, love the quarterback, love the offensive weapons they have, all the way down to running back, to every receiver they have, even these like makeshift guys that they throw in there sometimes, like Tutu Atwell and all these other guys. I mean, it just seems like – they have all the talent in the world. Sometimes they disappoint you, but I'm just going to roll with the fact that they're going to impress you more than they disappoint you. So I think that they're a better football team than Seattle. So I'll roll with the -1.5.
Jared Goff went into last week with 3 total passing touchdowns before the Vikings game. And he had 4 in the Vikings game alone. That just shows you how much like these wide receivers mean to these teams. Vikings have a good defense too. But so for here, I'm going to go with the over 48. I think if Metcalf comes back, Seattle's offense will be right back to where it was. I know they got smoked by the Bills last week, held 10 points. But you know what? That's like a one-off game sometimes, like against the Giants where they just lose. And then the next game against the Falcons, they went out and scored 40 points. So I like Rams' defense isn't that great. Seattle's defense isn't that great. Give me over 48. That seems like a good number right there. All right. We're moving on to the Sunday night game. We have Joe Flacco now in the Colts at the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings are -5, over under 46.5.
Repeat that one more time.
Vikings are at home, -5 against the Colts. 46.5 is the over under. So Vikings -5.
Yeah, Vikings, man, they got to get back on track quick, because it looks like, you know, they lose this game and they kind of feel like they're kind of falling back down to reality. 2 losses in a row.
It sucks, because if this was Anthony Richardson,
all over the Vikings. If it's Anthony Richardson, Joe Flacco is just the kind of guy who scares you. You know, Josh Downs looks incredible.
I know.
Good pickup in fantasy by me, by the way. A little waiver wire pickup.
Yeah. I dropped him in another league when Richardson came back. I dropped him right away. I'm like, Richardson sucks.
Yeah.
But Josh, he had a huge touchdown catch last
week. That was almost
60
they called
yards
it back.
Or something?
Oh, yeah. But did you see the one they called back? That crazy.
Oh, no.
I mean, like, they called it, they put him down at the 1, but he went backwards, fully extended, and caught this ball. It was crazy. But
a lot of offensive talent.
He's
team,
incredible. Dude. Is Jonathan Taylor playing?
Yeah, he played last week.
You never know with him.
I know, it can hurt his ankle tomorrow.
Yeah, turf toe out 9 weeks.
Depending on who we pick here, if we pick the Colts, he'll hurt his ankle tomorrow.
Yeah, this is just seems like a game, no matter who I pick, the other team will win. You know?
It's a primetime game, so it's like...
Yeah, I would like... Oh, man. You know what? I'm not going to flip-flop and then lose on both ends of the Vikings here, because I took the Vikings last week and lost. Now if I flip-flop, I'll lose. So I'll just go with the gambling logic of just sticking with the same team. I'll roll with the Vikings -5 here. I think that they're definitely a better football team, and I think they're overall just a better football team. You know what I mean? I just think overall at every position, I think that they outclass the Colts basically everywhere.
Yeah, I mean...
Maybe not running back, but even still, it's a lot closer than people think.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the over 46.5. I'm going with the overs this week. I don't know why as much, but you know what? The Colts with Joe Flacco, that's an instant boost to the offense.
Instant boost.
Like,
instant.
I mean, and the Colts defense is horrendous. So, I mean, the Vikings, on a bad week, they'll put up in the mid-20s, and every time Joe Flacco goes out there on the football field, he puts up in the mid-20s.
Whatever Justin Jefferson's prop is, just take the over.
Yeah. Colts give up the most fourth-quarter points in the NFL, so I will take the over here, 46.5. And the last game of the week, we have the depleted Buccaneers at the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City's minus 8.5.
Oh, God, I hate that.
Over under 45.5. Buccaneers coming off a tough loss to the Falcons. They kept it close. Yeah. Closer than what I thought with no Godwin and no Evans. But your boy Bucky looked good, and Rashad White looked good, and Cade Otton is a monster. This is a tough line here, dude.
Oh, God.
Because arguably, I mean, the Chiefs barely beat the Raiders last week.
I know. This is like one of those weird ones where like everyone takes the Chiefs and they lose outright and it kills everybody's teaser. You know, like this is just that one where the Chiefs are like undefeated and somehow lose to the Bucs with like nobody. I'll take the 8.5. I'll bite. Just a weird fucking line. You know, 8.5, it seems like. I don't know. I don't really know where to lean here. What's the over-under?
45.5.
I'd like to think that the game goes over, but sometimes it just feels like these games kind of stall sometimes.
I know. Primetime standalone game.
Yeah, it seems like they kind of stall out. Chiefs defense
is
pretty good.
You know, Baker played last Monday and against the Ravens, and it was a shootout. I mean,
I'm going to say that it's just an unimpressive Chiefs win where Mahomes kind of has a special moment towards the end of the game and kind of puts the game away, and then goes up by like maybe like 10, like it's a 3-point game, goes up by 10, and then the Bucs come down and backdoor cover.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm gonna take the 8.5. It just feels like the game will be close to the end, and I'll just roll with Baker.
Yeah, I'll just kind of copy it right there. I'll take the plus 8.5. I don't love it.
I hate that
but
game.
You know what? The Chiefs have been playing these close games all year. It doesn't matter who they play. They just do enough, and then Patrick Mahomes figures it out somehow, some way. Still's leading the NFL in turnovers. I don't know when that's going to change. It's one of those things. I know the Buccaneers don't have anyone, but you know what? The Bucs still put up in the high. What they put up? 28 the other day against the Falcons. I mean, they still put up a lot of points.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and Baker's going to go out there. He's going to run. He's going to throw. They got two, you know. All I know is the Chiefs barely beat the Raiders last week. So, there's no reason why the Bucs shouldn't be able to hang around for a while.
Yeah. I mean, as you can tell, that was the shittiest breakdown of that game I've ever heard. Me and Johnny have no idea what we're doing with this game. Like, that was me. I just gave the shittiest breakdown. I don't think either of us have any idea what's going on with this football game. So, if that's the case and I'm that undecided, I'm just going to take 8.5.
I'm just going to take the points. Yeah. I just don't know what – we know what the Chiefs are when they get to the playoffs. But during the regular season, I mean, they're one of the worst against the spread record teams in the NFL since Patrick Mahomes has been their quarterback, because they just you don't know which one they're going to get. They obviously have the talent to blow everyone out, but now it's like, yeah, Tampa Bay has a lot of injuries at wide receiver, but who are the Chiefs throwing to? You know, Hopkins didn't look great. Worthy's just like a speed guy. I mean, the only thing you can hang your hat on is Kelce is now looking better.
Yeah,
you know, but now he's more involved in the offense, so.
D-Hop,
it's just a tough
Julio game. To the Eagles.
You're right. You called it. You called it. I think he had 3 fantasy points last week. How much time are we at now? 17. All right. So that was the last game of the night. We'll get into our 3 best bets here. Do you want to kick it off, or do you want me to go first?
You can go. Right. You know what? Saints minus 7.5.
Ooh.
Like, I don't even care at this point. Like, my best bets will contain whoever plays
the
Carolina
Panthers
from here on out. So I'll just kick it off with that without even looking. That's number one.
I'm going to go with Philly. Philly minus 7.5 for everything I said a little bit earlier. Jaguars have missing their 3 best receivers. Their defense looks terrible. Philly's offense looks like it's on a roll right now. And them and Kellen Moore have figured something out finally. And they just have so much firepower on that offense. I don't think Jaguars will be able to stop them. I think their defense has looked a lot better the last couple weeks. I mean, limiting the Cincinnati Bengals to 17 points. I don't know if the Jaguars are going to get the 17 points. And I think the Eagles will probably get the 30+. So give me the Eagles minus 7.5.
Okay. Okay. My next best bet will be the Commanders laying 3.5 against the Giants. Jaden Daniels is my guy. And I think they're going to pretty much shock the world here. I think they're going to win the division. I think he looks too good right now, and the Giants are lost. So that'll be my second best bet.
This one scares me a little, but I will go with the Lions -3. It's, you know what? Like you said, it doesn't matter who is playing quarterback. I'd almost rather Love be playing quarterback and be playing hurt and have this -3 line.
I don't love that Jared Goff's kind of getting out of his little fucking his dome run he's got going. He's going to be playing outside in Green Bay.
Well, let's see the weather in Green Bay.
I do like the pick. I mean, I was going to put that as one of mine as well, but I'm probably going to veer away. But I do think the Lions could crush them.
Yeah, Sunday it will be 65. Chance of rain. That's tough. Wind, 13 miles per hour.
Oh, rainy, windy game for Goff. I mean, but hey, the Lions are.
But I like their running backs more than Green Bay.
They could pound the rock. They could pound the rock. I'm going to go with the over in the Bills Dolphins. It looks like it's over 48.5 here. Is that
what did it change?
I don't know. What is it?
I have on my sheet 49.5.
All right, whatever. I'll call
it. Is that on FanDuel now?
No, it's on the Score app.
Oh, the Score.
So I think they just kind of like take a.
Like the open.
I think
maybe?
They have their own gambling app, but whatever. I'm going to roll with over 49.5 in the Bills Dolphins game as my third best bet.
Wow. That's, you know, I was going to take the Bills -5.5 as mine.
That's fine. I mean, hey, yeah. We're still rooting for teams to score.
I know. I'll take the Bills -5.5. Like I said, 201-7 against the Bills. Not good when he travels up to Buffalo. The weather will be good in Buffalo this weekend, like I said, unless, you know, it's somehow windy. But you know what? I think Tua is going to, every time he plays this team, you know, regardless, it's like, it's the same thing over and over.
Yeah.
He just crumbles under the pressure of playing the Bills. It's just not a team that he ever performs well against. He averages less than a touchdown a game and more than an interception a game when he plays against his team. So I just can't go any other way without that. So give me the Bills -5.5 for my third best bet.
And my fourth best bet will be Yankees money line tonight.
Better have this out. We got like 2 hours.
I'm just joking.
Do you have any teasers for anyone this week?
The teasers, I loved Dallas in a teaser. Just because, I mean, I know they haven't really played well and they've kind of done whatever. But if you're, it looks like here the Jets are 2. Are the Jets there -2?
They're -1.5.
Oh, they still are -1.5. Okay.
But I'm sure you can find some books where they're too. You know?
If I did like a, I would probably do a, oof, man.
You know what? Join
like
me on mine.
We'll what
do
is yours?
Eagles, Saints, buy them both down to -1.5. They're both going to win that one. That's a shoo in.
Yeah, I
Eagles
I
down
do.
To
1.5. I just don't like
Saints
rooting for the Eagles.
I know. But can you really see Jacksonville going into Philly and winning the game outright with no wide receivers? I can't. I can't.
No.
I
would
and
love
I can't
the
see
Commanders
the Saints with Derek
3,
Carr.
But they're not getting 3. I would do 2-team 6-pointer. I would do the Bengals -1 and the Cowboys +9.
All right. All right, good mix-up right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's good. It's off the cuff. But, yeah, listen, I had a good week against the spread last week, and it was only right, you know. Whenever you stop gambling because you lose so much, you know, your life's over. I mean, your picks
big.
Are going to be good, you know?
Yeah. All right, that's going to do it for us this week, unless you have any news for us.
Yeah, you know what? I'll grab a couple of these cards.
Yeah, Dylan will get talking a little bit more about the card thing. He's been buying, you know, more as it goes on, and he's going to be doing these breaks coming up. So when he does, he'll have the big announcement for that. Anything else outside of that? Not really. Yankees are down bad to the Dodgers right now, 3-1. They have a game tonight. I think Gerrit Cole is pitching tonight. If he is, it'll be crazy to see if he's having a good game and if Aaron Boone pulls him out again. That would just be a nightmare to see. They looked great last night. Hopefully Aaron Judge somehow turns it around.
I just grabbed the first stack I saw on the island. I got like fucking, I don't even know how many goddamn cards I got up. Fucking
you have to make a clip of you showing the cards that you got and put them up.
Yeah,
these are insane. Some of the coolest cards, you know, I was never a huge car collector guy, but now that Dylan's getting more into it, it is awesome to see, like, the artwork and how valuable these things
are.
Yeah,
no, actually. It's pretty crazy. I just kind of got into buying into some sports breaks recently. Shout out to AC Breaks, pretty much exactly where I, like, the only spot I've been going, because I tested out a bunch of these different spots, and AC Breaks is just the fucking man. He puts bangers in these breaks, and, you know, the price points to get in really aren't that expensive, definitely in comparison to what you could win out of some of these. But I mean, I got, like, I don't know, 60 plus cards now. These are all from AC, but I'm gonna try to start my own little repacking thing, try to emulate a lot of the stuff he does. But Tom Brady downtown, pretty sick when he played for the Bucks. Jalen Hurts black Pandora downtown, my guy. I hate Jalen Hurts, but sick card. Davante Adams black Pandora downtown. Peyton Manning kaboom. When he played for the Broncos, you got Jamar Chase kaboom, Neymar kaboom for soccer, Garrett Wilson downtown, Bronx Zoo in the background, pretty sick looking card. George Kittle downtown. You got Anthony Davis kaboom, Joe Burrow downtown. Just all these sick cards.
There's some awesome stuff on there.
You can name it. I mean, Color Blast, Kabooms, Downtowns, RPAs. I was showing Johnny. I got, like, a Tyrese Maxey RPA.
One of the coolest. It's one of those cards with the jerseys in it and his signature. Yeah. I mean, that was one of the coolest cards.
Yeah, it's cool. There's a lot of cool cards. I got them all from AC Breaks, so get over there if you're looking to get into some of these things and buy. But also, I plan on starting in the next week or so. I'm going to maybe a little bit longer than that. I don't know. But if you like sports cards and it's something you're interested in, one of your hobbies, then tune in. I'm going to be going live, kind of packing all these cards you saw, plus, I don't know, freaking 50 more that I have over there of the same caliber. I'm going to be throwing them all into these repacks and buying. You would come in, you buy a division, and you pick a few boxes. I think they're, like, going to be like four box breaks. So everybody would come in, buy a division, AFC East, NFC East, North, South, East, West, you know, whatever. You buy one of the divisions and then you open four cards. If you get a player from your division, you get that card. And a lot of these cards, man, I mean, I have cards.
He's putting good stuff in it, too.
Yeah, I mean, I have cards all the way, probably. The low point is anywhere from, like, the $50 to $75 range. I really only have a handful of those, all the way up to, you know, $2,500 cards, you know? So, I mean,
boy, Jalen.
So a majority of my cards probably fall in the range of, like, $200 to $800 and maybe $400 to $800 and you know, a few over 1,000. So it'll be good. The value will be there if you guys are interested in something like that. Definitely don't think you'll be disappointed. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, definitely start posting some clips of that.
I'll post a couple of clips so you guys can take a closer look at some of these cards. Like I said, shout out to AC Breaks. If that's something you guys are into, before you even decide to come in here, you can go check him out. I mean, every night he streams and he pulls insane cards. I mean, that's how I got all these. So.
Yeah, hopefully next week we can get Sugar Shane back here to play some games too. And we're missing out on it. So.
Cool.
All right, make sure to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, everywhere. Double or Nothing Podcast. Thank you all.
All right. See you next week.